This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Back again. After many things. Let's see if we can get Mr. Morse. He's supposed to be joining us tonight, and he is not answering. So let's send him a quick text, and if he's not coming, then he's not coming. We'll just go another way. Did everybody have a very good 4th? I hope so. Let's see if that gets us anywhere. Now, if it works, see what will happen. I'll get told in the middle of whatever I'm saying that we got Rob. But that's okay, because that's the whole thing about live radio is the drama. Oh, okay. Well, see, like I said, there we have it. Connected over his cell phone. Mr. Morse.
Excitement, Bill. I know you.
Yeah. Did you have a good 4th?
I did. I didn't get to shoot any black powder rifles, but my family enjoyed it. And we remembered the event with great fondness. How about yourself?
It was fun hanging out with grandbabies. That's what I got to do. Around here, yeah, I stuck the drone in the sky around and looked around my neighborhood. There was enough fireworks going on around me to the last time I saw that many explosions. It was in a Calfex when I was in the military. Combined arms live fire exercise. So that was fun.
I've been flying a light plane a few times on the 4th of July, and you'd look down and go, oh, look, there are the fireworks, and you don't really want to go too close, but there's a lot of it out there.
Yep. So
I was hoping that we would have this hour just taken care of by President Trump announcing his Supreme Court pick. I guess it's going to be just as you're closing, he will announce. So tomorrow.
Do you want to come back tomorrow if it's a really good one?
I'll drop you a message. I did see something. I think it was out of Second Amendment Foundation that they had put out feelers to the White House like, man, are you going to really make us upset? And they go, oh, no, you're going to be very happy. So that would be great news, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
And I was thinking about that today, about the huge, huge infringements. You report on them every week. The one that drove me particularly crazy last week was the news out of California where their state Supreme Court said, just because you cannot comply with a law, because it is physically impossible, is no reason to declare it unconstitutional.
Yeah, that was an interesting. It's sort of an assault on just logic, isn't it?
Well, what it immediately brought to mind is that we should say, I'm sorry, everybody who passes through this town needs to be armed. Just pay your fee here. If you're not, well, we can't comply. It's okay. I understand you can't comply. But your inability to comply is absolutely no reason to think that the law is unconstitutional. Just pay. I like that. I'd be willing to run that and say, okay, if you like the taste, chew on this.
That's an interesting aside there, I have to say.
I think that's just crass politics. There's really, wow, I can't pretty it up. I can't pretty it up. Although, when you go for obtuse comments, just yesterday, Gabby Gifford's gun control group retweeted that the good guy with the gun ever doing anything good for us was a myth. Did you see that one?
Well, did she see the one where the mom, I mean, this was a fighting mom, the mom that jumped back in the car and fought her way to the glove compartment, got a gun out and said, I hope that woke him after she
right.
shot him in the face.
After she, you know. Now, let's set the whole stage there.
Sure.
Unfortunately, a mom leaves her car running, leaves keys in it. Unfortunately, the mom leaves her gun in the glove box. Oh, no. She has two kids in the car. Somebody tries to carjack her, and she's not having it. Huh. Someone just, you know, smacked Mama Bear upside the head, and Mom said, nope, it's you or me. And she goes to work, and she gets back in the car, fights with the guy, gets her gun out of the glove compartment, and shoots the carjacker once in the head as he's driving away with the car with her in it.
Yep.
They crash. He gets carted off. I think he survived.
Yes.
But I'm going, no, that's the rule. I mean, think about it. 6,500, 6,500 for those of you who are Packers fans, times a day that a gun's used for self-defense, for justified self-defense. 500 times a day, 7.7% of that is used to stop a sexual assault. And Giffords can't find it. I'm starting to think she's wearing the I can't see self-defense glasses, or the people who are telling her what to say are.
Well, I mean, do you think Gabrielle Giffords actually says any of that stuff, or is she just, you know, she's still recovering from her grievous wound? And I think her husband probably says a lot of that stuff, but I don't know how much she actually says.
You're right. It's issued by the group that bears her name. But what's amazing is that these guys will flat out lie and trust the blue press to carry their lie for them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so grateful to your listeners. Thank you, everyone, for reading beyond the headlines and listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Thank you. You're saving this country.
Well, they're woke, and now they, you know, it's not just with me. I mean, it's with polite society. It's with self-defense gun stories. They're going out there. They know there has to be some sort of instinctive thing where they're going, this doesn't feel right.
Right. Yeah. They're going, gosh, that doesn't match what I see, what my family sees, what my buddies see. And you're right. You're doing your own statistical checking going, you know what? They're not telling us the truth. And I think we're changing that culture. I mean, a lot of us now just flat out laugh at the media. I mean, I understand that the media will be the last to know. Like, oh, it just begs for a Facebook meme. Guns have more rights than women. That was a David Hogg quote. Oh, don't do it. But you and I could spend the next we could do the next 3 hours pointing out the contradictions in that one. Like,
yeah.
Really? Women aren't allowed in an airport? Women aren't allowed in bars? Yeah, anyway, get it.
The metal detectors go off when a female walks by?
That's right. Well, I've seen a couple that were wearing enough bling, they'd set off a couple of alarms. But
yeah.
Right. When I have my wife on my arm, does that mean I have to get, we both have to get wanted? No, I don't think so. Right. You know what? Did you get a chance? I ask you this every time you say, yeah, but go ahead anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's open this up when we come back. We're coming up on the break.
Oh, absolutely right. Sorry.
We're coming up on the break. We're coming right back. I don't even know what Rob's going to ask me, but I'm looking forward to it because there's a bunch of stuff you wrote that I stayed away from just in case you said, did you notice that? So you can break it here. So my guess is Rob Morse. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Talking to Rob Morse, first time back since the 4th of July. And you were about to tell me something before I had to slow down the roll a little bit. Tell me what were you wanting to know?
We almost forgot another anniversary. Shocked, I know. No, I don't mean mine personally. But this was the anniversary where three states had passed campus carry.
Right.
In each case, the talking heads, the progressive editors had said, oh, God, no, this is such a bad idea to let guns on campus. You're yep. going to. And nothing happened. God, was this dull. Another year of campus carry and no one noticed. Legally licensed concealed carry holders armed on post-secondary schools across the country. And yeah, no, but it turns out that your shockingly responsible gun owner, you or your neighbor, remains just as level-headed when he goes on campus, despite the stupid we've seen on campuses this year. And to lead off, Georgia's campus carry law took effect in July of last year. Now, I went and looked up the statistics for EMS and the budget, and there wasn't a big spike in the budget for emergency medical services. Yeah. They went and treated all the injured. No, I know the news editors in Georgia were shocked to find that out. But I've written to several, and they didn't reply. Kansas did virtually the same thing, and given how flat Kansas is, we're told that the river of the ocean, the tidal wave of blood, would actually spill over the border into other states. But in Kansas, the rivers didn't even run red with blood. They didn't even turn pink. It was kind of a disappointment. Well, I mean, great for us. But
for them.
Anyway.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah, if any place was going to be the place where we should have seen the blood, it would have been Kansas. Then we leave out the big news of the year, which was Texas. Because 2 years ago, they said, okay, just in colleges and universities. Well, and then they put it in a staged manner. Last year was when they started with the technical schools, the junior colleges. All right, so now we've got the guys that aren't smart enough to go to college. Well, but there are hundreds of technical schools in Texas and junior colleges and 1.2 million permit holders in Texas who've been on campus. Yeah, I didn't cover the news stories either, Bill. I would have. You know I'd have written about them. But maybe it's a few years isn't enough time to see meaningful results. I mean, maybe it takes time. You know, lots of things build like a glacier and then crush you under the weight. And maybe there's this slow-going tidal wave of campus carnage. Well, no. See, 10 states allow concealed carry on campus. 32 states actually let each educational institution choose their own policy. That gives us thousands and thousands of lifetimes of experience with people carrying on campus. In fact, Colorado and Utah have had it for a generation, 14 years, and we've seen nothing.
Have we ever seen a school shooting in Utah at all?
I don't think so. One educator who inadvertently had a discharge in a bathroom. It was one of those still learning how to carry, drops the gun, grabs it, shoots the toilet. But I don't know. It reminds you of very much of the Liberty States where we just forgot to make it illegal. That's why we don't have a license that allows you to do it. But what our listeners can learn, I mean, with this Supreme Court pick, we're about to hear another huge ton of silliness. But just like last year, there wasn't blood spilled on campus, but it was the ink spilled by newspapers predicting a Holocaust. The only thing murdered was the truth, as the news media deliberately ignored reality, and they chose to spin us a fantasy. Look, if they've lied about one thing, that means they're liars. Now we just have to figure out how much they'll lie and when they'll tell us the truth. And happy anniversary to campus carry.
Well, you know, the whole thing about it is that the nothing burger that it became It's just like when with concealed carry, they always said, you know, with concealed carry, there'll be blood in the streets. You know, there'll be people fighting over parking lots. And with campus carry, they said that, you know, there's going to be these quantum physics discussions that turned to gunplay because, you know, the two quantum.
Right. Or the drugged and drunk college students would shoot each other over a co-ed or I don't what. But that's not concealed carriers.
No.
You know what? It's fascinating, though, and I think somebody dug this out of Texas and Florida. This seems such a thing that Dean Weingarten would do. I'll credit him, even though I'm not sure I'm accurate there. That when you look at how honest gun owners are, and we're a bunch of Boy Scouts. That's true even when they're extremely young, when they're in their 20s and still going to school.
Right.
Crazy. And it almost becomes a test because, I mean, who keeps those kind of records unless they went and got a permit and messed up? And then we document their every transgression, and nope, they're as squared away as the rest of us. Now, they still have this, they have their share of youthful stupid. But as a percentage, they're, again, that much better than their peers. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is a beautiful thing, but the nothing burger is the bigger beautiful thing because I think that the people listen to you and listen to me and vote see that. And I think we feed that. If they haven't seen it, we feed that idea that that's actually happened and that's, you know. You and I, we do our little small part, making sure this happens and that happens. Putting this out,
straightening out a few lies a day. Go, Bill.
Yep. Just the facts, man. Just the facts. That's all we're trying to put out. And by the way, what Rob was talking about in Camden, we were taught if you start to drop a gun, let it hit the deck. Because if you try to grab it on the way down, you're probably going to fire it. Yeah. Remember that part?
I do remember that part.
My fellow alumnus from Tactical Response. Coming up on the next break, you can find the stuff that Rob Morris does. He's a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog. He is a featured writer at AmmoLand.com, also at ClashDaily.com. And, of course, there is the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast talking about the one thing nobody in media talks about daily. And the Polite Society, the ensemble cast that they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave, and, you know, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his pick for the Supreme Court of the United States. All we're hearing right now is President Trump has made that choice. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the one thing he wants in the next Supreme Court justice.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And I am talking to Rob Morse. Mr. Morse, what else is on your mind there, sir?
Armed teachers. Well, since we talked about it a few weeks ago, before we get to armed teachers, you and I were talking about the foolish politicians in Maryland, how they're gun-free, everything didn't save the attack on a newspaper there.
Right.
Well, never let a tragedy go to waste. One of the candidates for governor, a Democrat candidate for governor in Maryland, said, oh, well, that's obvious what we need to do now. We just need to ban shotguns. Oh. Good.
But was it? I thought that was the favorited gun there.
That, according to Joe Biden, just get a shotgun.
Right.
Oh, he's in Delaware. This is Maryland. I guess the laws of stupid change state. Oh my lordy, it's going to be hard to keep up with these guys. Actually, I was very heartened to see that our colleague Stephen Gutowski had gone to a faster course in Colorado.
Right.
And He did just what I hope he would do. He's looked at the people who say, put me in, coach. This will probably never happen, but if there's something that's going to go bad in schools, let me be armed. It was my experience that these are exactly the sort of people we want to be armed. Not because they're eager, but because they're reticent. And so I'm going to quote Gutowski here. He's quoting one of the students where it says, it took me over 6 months to decide to become armed in school because it's such an intense thing. The thing that ultimately made me decide is that I want the kids to have a chance. And I want to have a chance. This is a teacher speaking. If I'm going to throw myself out there anyways, I would like to have something and someone have a chance to shoot back. Did I ever want to? You never want to. But you do want to be able to. Isn't that the same way you feel about being a concealed carrier?
Yeah.
God, I don't want to use this thing.
No, I don't. I mean,
no,
I don't want to use it. But then again, I don't want to be in a position where I need it and then not have it.
Exactly. My nightmare, of course, is my family's behind me and I'm all, oh, wow. Who's going to protect them? If not me, who? And that's the way these teachers are feeling. I've seen this, and I reached out this week to the instructors that teach these courses. As you can imagine, these really aren't gun people for the large part. They're teachers. They have their own lives. They may be concealed carriers, but very few concealed carriers go out and compete. They're not, you know, they have a few minutes a year with a gun in their hand rather than hours a week.
Right.
And they feel this way. And the hurdles they go over are just infinitely predictable. Bill, just like what you and I did when we went into the course up at Tactical Response. They're confused. What's going on here? You'll take care of me. I'll do fine. But what's going on? They're just lost at first. Then they go at it and they bear down and, this is harder on my hands than I thought because I'm clumsier than I thought, and my hands aren't used to grabbing the gun this many times in a hurry, and loading magazines is tedious, and my thumbs are sore. And then it dawns on them, typically just before or just after they're doing a medical course,
right,
that this is about lethal force. They may have to kill someone. They may have to kill someone who is not a stranger. It can be a student, it can be a student's parents, a former student. They will probably have some relationship with an attacker. And on top of that, although they've concealed carry, there's the notion that, look, mostly if it's concealed carry and I show I'm armed and my family and I back up, this guy won't charge a gun barrel.
Well, that's the hope, right?
For burglaries, it's a great bet. For what happens in schools, he's there to kill somebody. He's there to kill somebody so he can gain notoriety. He's on a death march.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, you know, with a burglar, they're looking for an easy in, easy out. With
right.
a school shooter that you interrupt, they're already shooting. I don't know how many chances we should give a school shooter. We're supposed to be disrupting a school shooter.
Exactly. And the technical description is one is a resource predator. He wants what you have. The other is a process predator. He likes what he's doing, and he's going
right.
to keep doing it till either he gets bored or we make him stop because, you know, his heart quit working. And the teachers carry themselves through that realization. They go, I don't know that I could do this. And the brilliant instructor says, great, you're here for the medical. You're going to do the medical stuff anyway. Carry through there. And as you're kneeling on a dummy and practicing putting a tourniquet on a hemorrhaging leg wound, you go, man, I don't want to ever have to do this to one of my students. Yeah, well, then who's gonna prevent that from happening?
Would you stop somebody from doing that to one of your students? Do they ever ask them that? Okay, you don't?
Yeah, no. They just leave it out there, and the teachers are smart enough that at first they're focused on what's in front of them, somebody they might have to kill. And then they realize what's behind them, the lives they want to save and the carnage that someone with a gun shooting at their students will cause, and they convince themselves. It is the human condition. It is a Shakespeare play that plays out over about 6 hours. You know, am I a murderer or a defender? Well, you may be called on to use lethal force to defend those you love. We need a new name for that. a defender, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. You know, the thing about it is, like, when I'm out and about, you know, I at least have Kim with me, my wife.
Sure.
Sometimes I have my son, my daughter-in-law, my grandbabies. Now,
right.
My choices are to be out there and be the guy in front that gets killed first without any means to fight back and die knowing that they're going to be next. Or I can fight them and make that, not give in to their whatever it was that brought them to this point. I can disrupt that and maybe keep everybody behind me alive. And that's why I do what I do.
Right.
In that hope.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know what? You're a reluctant defender, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I am. But, I mean, you know, I need to make one thing perfectly clear, and I think you're probably the same way, Mr. Morse. People like us that carry guns, that practice self-defense and go out and train and everything, do not confuse us with sheepdogs.
Okay.
We are not sheepdogs. We are wolves in control of ourselves.
Yes, we're wolves with empathy for the sheep.
Yep, we will deal with the wolf that doesn't, and we're going to deal with him in a way the wolf is not capable of, you know, handling. That's just the way it's got to be.
Isn't it? We think of teachers as being empathetic with their students.
Yep.
They care about them. And here's someone who said, I'm going to care about them enough to protect them from the unthinkable.
Another hat to wear in the classroom.
Yeah.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, talk some more with Rob, Mr. Rob Morse, and everything else going on in the world today. You can find Rob, of course, at, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammo Land, and a featured writer at ClashDaily.com in addition to the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking to Rob Morse. And we are talking about all kinds of stuff. So anyway.
I wanted to go back to California before we just freeform the rest of the segment.
Okay.
This hurt because this is my data, actually, that they gave away. There are laws that say if a company asks you personal questions, your insurance company, your doctor, they have to store that data safely. If they deliberately give it to somebody, that's typically actionable.
Right.
If it's a private company, there are regulations that are administered by the Federal Trade Commission. Well, the California Department of Justice asked California gun owners to give up pictures, serial numbers of their firearms, their address, social security numbers, phone numbers, all this sort of personal information. And then they did not store it carefully. And their system was corrupted. Individuals saw the information of other gun owners. Like, how did that happen? How did one form leak onto the other? Now, this happened 2 years ago, and they leaked my driver's license number was in there as well. They leaked data on people that were firearms instructors. And then they offered us a year of protect my ID sort of protection.
Right.
Well, this time they did it with people who are saying, the state says, here, you have to register your assault weapons, meaning any semi-automatic weapon that they don't like, and then they leaked the data. Oh my gosh. If these guys get robbed, people in the California Department of Justice should go to jail. At the very least, the Federal Trade Commission should prosecute them. That's criminal.
Yes, it is. So,
But in California, will anything happen?
Is that, that's a good question. Probably
not. Is that interesting?
Not. Probably not, unless California. Do you think California's going to break up into three states?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think the way that, well, what that did is it gave them, it will give them two more Democrat senators and two more Republican senators, probably. But, I mean, the states really should be called San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, because that's what they are.
Right.
They didn't really break out the red state, which is, you know, off of the coast. Each one of those bites goes to the coast and includes a major population center. I have a very different idea of how they should break up the state. I'll have to write about it someday. I would like each county to say, hey, if I'm a border county, I just quit being Northern California. I just became Southern Oregon. See ya. Same with Nevada and Arizona.
Right.
Right. Right.
So.
That'll be. Yeah.
California, okay. I mean, when I left SHOT Show, we landed in California for 40 minutes. And there are so many things about California I'd like to just go see.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you used to live there. I mean, it's from what I understand, it's a great, great state as far as weather and, you know, the outdoor life and everything and all these other things. But at the same time, for people like me, it'd be nightmarish.
Yeah, people like me, too. That's why I'm not there anymore.
Right.
It has a cold water coast, so it has Mediterranean climate. That means it's largely a desert. It doesn't get monsoon flows very often. You know, warm, moist weather doesn't happen. Once you get way off the coast, it gets hot and humid just like any place else. But for all its ocean exposure, they haven't really seen hurricanes come up that far north because there's a current from the north that brings cold water down the west coast.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah, great. I'd rather ski on the Reno side rather than the Tahoe side just because that way I don't have to put up with California.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? But, I mean, at the same time, I would like to see. I mean, California has at least 9 million gun owners,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. If all the gun owners came out and voted, they'd own the state. They won't get off their behind.
Is that what it comes down to?
Yes, absolutely.
Boy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge voting block. But evidently they are not single-issue voters, which isn't surprising. Or, this is a bar bet. If 50% of the Republicans in Los Angeles County voted, they would carry the state. It's not a overwhelmingly Democratic state. It's a 55-45 state. But if it's that way everywhere, then Democrats win almost everywhere.
Right.
And if the 45 only turn out at 7 or 8%, voting rate, then the Democrats win.
Now,
Republicans could easily control that state if they would show up.
Is that due to the fact that they listen too much to the polls and the media when they're telling them, well, you know, we're going to be getting this in California, eh? Is that what it boils down to? They listen too much to what they hear on TV and everything?
Well, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
After they don't vote, they're told that Republicans will lose, and therefore Republicans don't turn out.
Right.
But they, and you're seeing declining Republican registration. Now more and more are disgusted with both parties, and they register independent in California. I think that independents are allowed to vote in. I'd have to check that. I'm not sure if the independents are allowed to vote in a primary.
How self-serving.
Yeah. It may have been a jungle primary where anybody gets to vote in any primary. That's what I think it was. I mean, I think about it. The people can vote for any candidate, and the top two come on to the final election.
That cracks me up. That cracks me up.
Yeah, it's a crazy system. Bill, in a few weeks, I'll be going to Ohio. Oh, I did do a write-up. Did you see it? Of the tactical response class? I finally posted that.
No, I did not see that. See, I've been trying to stay away from your stuff so that when you come on, it's not something that I've already covered one time and we're out there going, well, you know, I talked about that, Rob. That way, I normally try to hit you on Tuesday from Tuesday through Thursday, and then I give you Friday through.
There you go.
All the rest of the time.
I echo your comments. It is a great, the 2-day fighting pistol course at Tactical Response is about as good as you could go. But I was thinking of making a bet with somebody who says they can do better. I go, you know, if I could take 45 minutes a week the same way my kids would learn piano or dance, I think by the time I put in 16 hours, 2 days, I'd know a lot more than if I went to a 2-day class.
Interesting. Well, but I mean, it's different. It's a different thing, though, isn't it? Because
right. Well, yeah. It'd probably be me. It's how you learn martial arts, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll get a chance to talk about that next week, Bill.
Yes, we will.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we will. Hopefully we'll have the Skype thing resolved by then as well. Rob Morris, of course, you can catch him at Polite Society Podcast. You can catch him on Self Defense Gun Stores, The Written Word, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, ClassDaily.com, featured writer at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.